6 a.m. It's getting dark. Holy shit, it is getting dark. Winter and autumn is coming. I think autumn is here, to be honest, even if it is a bit sunny. But yeah, Seneca said it best. Do you really have time to put off who you really want to be? I mean, it's a paraphrase, but it's so true, you know. How long do you have to put off being the person you want to become? And I was just thinking that now, you know, being in the UK, not being financially free yet, not being as successful as I want to be yet, you know, not being as knowledgeable and in as muscular as I want to be, for example, yet. All these things will happen. It's just got to give time time. But if you're not taking the actions every single day to get a step closer to those things, then you're never going to get it. So many conversations I've had recently where people have been asking me for advice and they're like deferring. They like keep deferring every single time. And it's like, man, they say you say you want to do these things, then they're like, oh, give me a year, give me 6 months. Or I've been planning to do this thing. And it's like, man, just do it, bro. Just do it. It's so annoying. Basically got the whole beach to myself. Nice. Where's the moon? Oh, the moon's insane right now. Full moon, sunrise, walking on the beach, which I literally don't do, even though I live so close to the beach, to the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, I'm blessed. Cornwall's probably got some of the nicest beaches, the nicest water for the UK. It's still freezing. And there's still so much sewage, but I mean, you can't really complain though, can you? Like, you can't really complain. Yeah, I don't do this enough, man. Look at this. I'm normally just like straight to the gym or like straight doing whatever task I need to do. I do sometimes read in the morning for like 10 to 20 minutes, but I'm going to try out this new routine where I do obviously cold shower, drink some water, and then 20 minutes walk like I'm doing right now on the beach. The moon is huge right now. Full moon, massive. I think I missed a solar eclipse yesterday as well. Anyway, 20 minutes walking, 20 minutes meditation, 20 minutes reading, like around that. Doesn't have to be exactly that much. But yeah, just to see how I feel afterwards, then because it's Monday, I'll record the free videos, basically the free podcast tutorial videos. That's on my second channel. If you want step-by-step guidance on how to start your own channel, how to start your own podcast and actually get your dream guests, check the second channel out for that, or check out my private community where I'll literally hold your hand and show you how to make a podcast for you. Anyway, yeah, so I need to record the free videos for that and then edit them, schedule them. Also got a podcast at 3 p.m. With someone called Nir. Need to do the prep for that, but that's going to be cool. Obviously, need to double check that. I haven't checked my emails as well for a few days. What a surprise. Because I normally try and send all the emails out at the same time and then reply to all of them at the same time. It's called batching. I learned that from the 4-Hour Workweek, which I'm rereading because I've been spending a bit too much time on low leverage tasks, on tasks that aren't really moving the ball forward as much as I want them to be. Look at that. So I got the sunrise that side with the Atlantic Ocean, and then I got the full moon setting the other side. And what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. But yeah, man, I'm patient in the long term. I know I'm going to get to where I want to be. I know I'm going to get to be financially free, owning my own businesses with my own podcast empire. But in the short term, like day to day, I'm just very, very impatient. I want it to happen now. I feel like I'm never doing enough. So I need to reprioritize and do the most important tasks, because it's so easy to, you know, get caught up in everything. So, so easy. Morning. But yeah, it's just, just need to prioritize, do the most important task, finish the most important task, and then enjoy the rest of the day. You know, go on a walk, go to the gym, go to the sauna, you know, socialize. That's not to say I don't want to work hard, because working hard for me is easy. I think, I wouldn't say it's a problem, but it's so easy to just drown in your work and not actually move the ball forward, you know, spend all this time on work, but you're not actually being effective. You're not actually getting very close to the results. You should do the 20% of your work that gets you 80% of the results, like recording a video. But what ends up happening if you don't set deadlines and you don't prioritize is you end up doing the least effective work. Morning. And you shoot yourself in the foot, because you don't actually move the ball forward. You probably get burnt out quicker, you get stressed quicker, because you're like, I'm doing all this work, and you're getting the same or less results. So if you're a podcaster or a content creator, the priority is recording the content, and it's not changing the profile picture or the banner or responding to comments. I mean, I didn't check comments for 4 months. I checked them last week. And that's an example of me doing less effective work. And then I was wondering why I wasn't getting as much of the editing and the recording and the emailing, all the like essential podcasting tasks done. It's because I was like spending way too much time on non-effective tasks like that. I mean, I did get some good tips from reading the comments. There was a few good bits of feedback from the audience, which definitely take into account. But that's not posting an episode or recording an episode, which is the most effective way to improve. So yeah, beautiful day. Just keep going. Just don't stop. You know, you're going to get the results you're going to get as long as you do the thing every single day. That's something I always do. I always do the content creation of the podcasting every day. Like, I basically go to the gym every day other than on rest days. Wow. Just seeing like an orange tree in the full moon is so autumnal. I love autumn. And in autumn, you get the biggest spike in dopamine throughout, like, compared to the rest of the year. Reason for that is I think I'd guess, my theory, and I've read about it as well, is in hunter-gatherer times, you'd get that increase in dopamine because that's related to motivation and reward, and that would make you more motivated to go out and collect food for the winter. So because your dopamine increases, it's almost like preparing you for winter. So you make, so it makes your body make sure you get enough food and resources ready for the toughest times of the year. And I, as much as I want to leave the UK, and I will leave the UK, and as much as the seasons and the lack of sunlight definitely affects people's health and mine included, I do love the changing of the season. And it's not too extreme because we're not in a continent. We're temperate oceanic climate. So the temperature fluctuations aren't that big because we have the warm air from the Gulf Stream kind of regulating the temperature. But you still feel the difference. You still get less sunlight in winter, obviously, because we're quite far up in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's just so interesting how the environment changes. You know, it's getting more orange on all the bushes. The trees over there are getting more orange. It's getting way darker in the morning, getting darker in the evenings. It's gone really quick as well. The smell in the air changes. And it actually affects you mentally and physically. And it makes me very excited. And people always say they like get all cozy and stuff. But yeah, it just gives you a different feeling compared to summer. But then you also get a bit of a regretful feeling, which is a classic human feeling. Like you regret and you feel shameful that you didn't make the most of summer. And because I've been so locked in with the podcast, I haven't felt that as much this year. I've been more internally focused, which I think is a good thing because I used to get like quite like down when it was winter. Just because like I was almost felt like I was controlled by the seasons. I don't feel that now because I'm working towards like my own goals and my own projects and the podcast. So yeah, I'm excited for autumn. The leaves are turning, you know, we're getting the full moons. It's getting a bit colder, but I cannot wait to leave in the UK. Like move to somewhere like Bali where the weather's way better. It's way warmer. There's way more people who are into self-improvement, entrepreneurship and like spirituality and stuff like that. More like-minded people and everything's cheaper. So yeah, that is the goal. And whatever goal you're doing, I'm rooting for you. Don't stop. Keep going. We're going to win. I promise you.